Support for this podcast comes from U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank wants to know how you reward yourself, because they have cards that make every day more rewarding. Are you a points hoarder, cashback guru, low intro APR lover? With U.S. Bank, it's up to you, because they have the cards to fit your lifestyle. So earn more whether you're shopping at a gas station or a grocery store, even while planning a staycation. Learn more at usbank.com/creditcard. U.S. Bank credit cards are issued by U.S. Bank National Association N.D. Some restrictions may apply. Member FDIC.
Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. Each episode, we're whipping around the top players, injuries, and game notes to help you dominate your fantasy game. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod and sign up for a free trial subscription. Today's late night episode is previewing all the 9 p.m. Eastern games in the NBA. First, the Bulls host the 12-4 Lakers. LA has seemingly hit their stride after some inconsistency this season, as they'll come into Saturday's contest having prevailed in 6 of their last 7 games. Their most recent victory was certainly a quality one, as they defeated the Milwaukee Bucks 113-106 on the road on Thursday night. LeBron James led the way with the Lakers as he dropped 34 points, complementing them with 8 assists, 6 rebounds, 1 steal, and 1 block. KCP had 23 points and 3 rebounds, and Anthony Davis dropped 18 with 9 boards. The 8-7 Bulls have been plagued by some up-and-down play in their own right, but they check into Saturday's game having won 3 straight following a 4-game losing streak. Their most recent success came Friday night at the expense of the Charlotte Hornets, which they toppled by 123 to a 110 score. Zach LaVine led the Bulls with 25 points, adding 9 assists, 6 rebounds, 1 steal, and 1 block. Garrett Temple registered 15 points, 5 boards and 1 assist, and 3 steals. Saturday's contest marks the second and final meeting between these two teams. The Lakers hold a 1-0 series lead, having notched a 117-115 win back on January 8th. Next, it's a battle for Texas as the Mavs host the Rockets. The Rockets pulled off a miracle win on Friday, defeating the Detroit Pistons by a 103-102 score. What made that victory so miraculous was the fact that Jeremy Grant seemingly hit a game-winning layup at the buzzer to down the Rockets. It was then called off because after a buzzer review, it determined that the Rockets would actually win and snap their 3-game losing streak. What made that win even more surprising was the fact that they did it without John Wall and Christian Wood. DeMarcus Cousins started in that Saturday win and provided 15 rebounds and 7 assists, despite shooting 2 of 16 from the field. The Mavericks had an impressive win themselves on Friday, defeating the San Antonio Spurs 122-117. That followed up an inspiring win over the Pacers too, with Luka Doncic and Kristaps Porzingis balling out. These teams played once already this season, with the Mavericks prevailing 113-100. Prior to that, the Rockets won 4 of their previous 5 games over the Mavs in this series. Moving west, the Nuggets visit the Suns. This marks the second of back-to-back contests between the Suns and Nuggets, as the Nuggets came out on top in an overtime victory on Friday night in Phoenix. The Suns got out to a strong start in the contest and led by 14 points at halftime. The Nuggets, though, came out stronger in the third, but the Suns maintained a 4-point lead heading into the final frame. The Nuggets kept fighting and took the edge early in the fourth, but after a few lead changes, the score was tied at the end of regulation. The Nuggets scored 4 straight points to start the extra frame, but the Suns caught up and grabbed a 1-point lead with just under 2 minutes to go. However, the Nuggets outscored the hosts 8-3 in the remaining time to close out the road victory. Finally, the Jazz host the Warriors. The 8-7 Warriors are coming off a disappointing performance Thursday when they lost at home to the New York Knicks by a 119-104 score. In a game where Golden State looked outmatched at times, Steph Curry still led the Warriors with 30 points on 9 of 19 shooting in 34 minutes. Andrew Wiggins followed up with 17 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists, and a block, while rookie James Wiseman totaled 15 points, 8 rebounds, and 2 dimes. Draymond Green was ejected from the contest after receiving 2 technical fouls in the first half, but the league office admitted his ejection was a mistake, so he will be available for tonight's contest. On the other side, the Jazz have been one of the hottest teams in the Western Conference in recent weeks and enter this matchup on the heels of a 7-game winning run that has them near the top of the standings. For more fantasy news and stats, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. With this free subscription, you'll get access to every sport and our daily fantasy sports tools for 10 days. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.